Track 14, Choice Points. On the last track, we discussed two focus areas for family change following a teen client's suicide attempt. These two focus areas are what to say about the attempt and realistic expectations. On this track, we will discuss four brief techniques to help suicidal teen clients cope with negative self-thoughts. These techniques are the self-observation technique, partner monitoring, what am I thinking, and the choice points technique. Sarah, 16, was a high-performing A student. Sarah's parents were very strict and insisted on grades no lower than an A-minus average. Sarah was not allowed to participate in any extracurricular activities, and she was under constant pressure for high academic achievement. During the fall of her junior year, Sarah began struggling in her pre-calculus course. Sarah was too ashamed to ask for help and consequently failed her midterm. Sarah's parents were furious, and Sarah was made to feel that she had not applied herself. Sarah's parents announced that she would not be allowed to participate in social activities until her grades improved. 1 week later, Sarah attempted suicide by slashing her wrists. Fortunately, the injuries were superficial, and Sarah was willing to enter therapy and sign a behavioral contract agreeing to keep herself safe in between sessions. Sarah stated, "I just feel like the biggest loser on the planet. I've never failed anything before. No matter what I did, I couldn't get away from the horrible feeling that I was worthless. I just had to do something to get away from those feelings." A first concept I discussed with Sarah is the idea that negative thinking is a bad habit. Sarah clearly was being tormented by her negative thoughts and felt powerless to control them. I stated to Sarah, "Thinking is so natural that it is very easy to forget that you are doing it, but for some people, thinking negatively without realizing it can become a bad habit. Without realizing it, you lock yourself into a pattern of bad thoughts you can't escape from. I'd like for us to start by working together on some strategies for breaking this habit of thinking negatively." To help Sarah begin to recognize her negative thinking, I invited her to try the self-observation technique. First, I asked Sarah during the session to close her eyes for 2 minutes and simply pay attention to the thoughts that came to her mind. Sarah stated, "I didn't like doing that. It was like some part of me just keeps reminding me of my failure and calling me bad names. So then I start thinking how I'll never get into college now." I asked Sarah to continue with the self-observation technique during the next few days and to keep a journal of her thoughts throughout the day. A second concept I discussed with Sarah was strategies for breaking the habit of negative thinking. The first strategy for breaking the habit of negative thinking is the partner monitoring technique. In the partner monitoring technique, I ask the client to enlist a trusted friend in helping them break the negative thinking habit. The client asks the friend to monitor what they say for at least 2 days. Sarah chose her best friend Nancy as her partner. I stated to Sarah, "Tell Nancy you don't want her to let you say anything negative or self-defeating. Although sometimes it's perfectly okay to complain or say negative things, for these 2 days, ask Nancy to interrupt you without exception. By having Nancy interrupt you, you can start practicing stopping your negative thinking in its tracks by consciously identifying and ignoring the negative thoughts." I also encouraged Sarah to try the simple "What am I thinking?" technique. I gave Sarah a 4x6 index card and asked her to write the words "What am I thinking now?" on the card in big, bold letters. I stated to Sarah, "I'd like you to try and carry this card with you everywhere for a month. Keep it in a pocket or somewhere where you will notice it frequently. As often as possible, look at the card and notice what are you thinking. If you are thinking negative thoughts, practice ignoring the thought by consciously thinking about something else, even if you just sing a favorite song in your mind. With practice, you will be able to start ignoring these negative thoughts without looking at the card." In addition to negative thinking as a bad habit and strategies for breaking the bad habit of negative thinking, a third concept which I discussed with Sarah is the choice points technique. Choice points are isolated moments in time when you have an opportunity to choose between healthy thinking and negative thinking. For example, what is an example from your journaling activity of a time when you have had negative self-thinking? Sarah stated, "Well, the other day my dad made a comment about my pre-calculus grade, and at first I got mad that he would bring it up. Then I started telling myself I deserved it, and I started feeling like a loser again." I stated to Sarah, When your father says something to you that you wish he hadn't, concentrate on recognizing that moment as a choice point. You have the power to choose negative thinking, or to choose to let negative thoughts pass by and replace them with positive thoughts. If you feel you might have trouble thinking of a positive thought, you might try making a list of favorite images or memories, and keep the list with you throughout the day. I also helped Sarah practice active and passive relaxation techniques focused on letting her negative thoughts pass by. Think of yours, Sarah. Would the choice points technique be helpful to him or her? On this track, we have discussed four brief techniques to help suicidal teen clients cope with negative self-thoughts. These four techniques are the self-observation technique, partner monitoring, what am I thinking, and the choice points technique. Question 14. What are four brief techniques that may help suicidal teen clients cope with negative self-thoughts? This CD set has covered such topics as contracting, warning signs, the thinking and feeling statements technique, do's and don'ts for support of others, the round-robin family technique, the hook technique, the speaking directly technique, the empty chair, passive listening for parents, parenting skills for setting limits, parenting skills for fostering independence, the safe place technique, communication after the attempt, and choice points. I hope you have found the information to be both practical and beneficial. We appreciate that you've chosen the Healthcare Training Institute at homestudycredit.com as a means for receiving your continuing education credit. Other home study courses we offer include treating teen self-mutilation, treating post-holiday letdown and depression, living with secrets, treating childhood sexual trauma, interventions for anxiety disorders with children and adults, and balancing the power dynamic in the therapeutic relationship. I wish you the best of luck in your practice. Thank you. Please consider us for future home study needs at homestudycredit.com.